Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Alapia, peace. This is Sister Unique Wisdom, and we are here for the Bushwoman Report for April 2022. I hope everyone's doing well. And I want to first start by saying give thanks and praise for another blessed day to be able to be in a position where we're able to be on this side of the grass, as my grandmother used to say, to be able to make other decisions, make today better than yesterday. So I'm hoping and praying everybody had a great day, had a great week. You're looking forward to having a great month. Hopefully everybody has started to break their fast, and I hope you're enjoying that with your families and friends. And same here, so I had to get myself positioned, because for me, the sun is just at sunset, and so I'm going to wait until after the show to be able to break bread. So right now, no, not literally, no bread, but right now I am sitting here with a dream-inspired tea that I made, so you know, some ginger, some lemon, some allspice, some cinnamon, some pepper, and sweetened with some agave. So I needed something sweet. Did I say ginger? Yeah. So and it tastes and smells so good. So this is going to be, yes, my energy and my power. So here we go. All right. So just to start off by giving a brief run through of the things that we talked about last month. Just to recap, you know, we got into talking about, first let me say that this, the line of study that we're studying as far as astrology, the mainly that I'm going over with you, would be your being able to read your natal chart. So there's going to be different terms and information that I'll be giving as far as talking about the signs, the planets, different conjunctions and things. We're going to go through a lot of the terminology so that when it comes time for you to get your natal chart done, at least when you're sitting down talking to that astrologer who's doing that for you, you'll have some information. So last month we talked about the foundation of astrology, about exactly what it was. We talked about the fact that the solar system was a living, and we talked about the breathing in and out, the inhalation and exhalation. We talked about the four elements as well as the modalities of the signs. We talked about fire and earth and water, and how they relate to the signs. We talked about cardinal modality, immutability, and fixed signs. We talked as far as the modality. So you have the cardinal, the mutability, and the fixed energy. Then, like I said, we got into the elements of fire, water, and air, and earth when it comes to the signs. Then we started working on some of our sun signs. We were just going in and doing a briefing about certain signs. If I'm not mistaken, I think we got up to Gemini. So then we're going to start with Cancer today. And before I do that, what I want to do is I want to go over some of the important dates that are going to be coming up in April. So if you hear me moving around, as said before, I got my handy dandy notebook here, and I have my information that my notes I'm going to go back and forth to.
And if you have any questions or concerns, or if you have any questions, you know, you can, I encourage everybody to have a pencil and a piece of paper because there's definitely a lot of information. If you have any questions, you can always reach out to me. You can always ask questions on the Wonderful Approach Facebook page, and you can reach out to me that way. Those that have my number, as they do, you can always call me or text me and ask some questions. I will say, and I continue to say, that I am an everyday learner. And so I just give thanks that I have the opportunity to share the information that I have with you all that I've been blessed with also. So let's get this party started. All right. So start with April 1st. Not only was April 1st considered to be April Fool's Day, but it also is the first of two new moons that we're going to have in this month. And we're going to talk about that because these new moons and full moons that we have coming up are going to be important. So the new moon energy for April the 1st had to deal a lot with positive vibes. Let me backtrack and say, first, happy spring solstice. Because we know back on March the 20th and 21st, depending on where you're at in the world, we came into our spring equinox. So happy spring equinox to everyone. In that, we also moved into our Aries energy and the Aries birth times. So not only is April 1st, our new moon, but it's a lot of Aries energy. And we know Aries will be considered the baby of the zodiac because it's the first. It's like the child. So it's a very ready and pioneering energy. So with that, a lot of people might feel like they want to move forward. They have a lot of enthusiasm, feel like you have a huge burst of energy. And it's not weird that you would have that because it's spring. So we know we've been cooped up in the house all month, and, you know, we're just coming out of a whole bunch of layers of clothing. God bless those up north that are still suffering with the cold weather. But down here in the south where I am, 1 minute is 45, the next minute it's 80. So I love my bipolar weather. Down here, I get a little bit, I'm able to flex a little bit. However, what I don't like is all the pollen that has came out. So we're covered up, we're coming out, we have this new energy, and April 1st is, and that new moon is pushing that forward, that energy of, you know, a great lunar cycle. And it's going to have a huge burst of energy for everybody, so take heed to that. On April the 12th, we have Neptune and Jupiter in Pisces. Now, these two planets are going to join forces on the 12th. This is a perfect time, and this month is a perfect time, just like in your new moon energy, to embrace your dreams, creativity, your passions, and inspirations. Makes a perfect time for fantasy, turning your fantasies into reality. So we're talking about positive energies, positive thoughts, keeping the vibration high. It's also wonderful because we're in Ramadan season, as well as, you know, all those that's a part of the Wonderful Approach family or those that are joining us, you know, that we're doing our annual devotion around. We're doing our annual devotion around this time. So during that time, we fast. So, of course, this is a great time for everybody to keep that energy positive because when you're fasting and you're giving up something, you want to make sure that you're giving up something and with love, with compassion, being humble about it because we're not just giving it to somebody. We're giving it to God with no expectation. We always want to be blessed, but God bless us every day. So in giving that, you know, we're giving something to God, say thank you for all the things that you've done. So in order to do that, to keep that energy high, we can stay inside of that energy of gratitude. On April the 16th, we're going to move into our full moon, which is going to be a pink moon. This is a great time to do some deep psychological work on healing practices that deals with the subconscious. It's a lot, right? So on top of your new moon and on top of planets moving, and we also have a full moon that's coming up, and that full moon, which you can reference as the pink moon, that full moon is asking us to really dig deep into our subconscious. Now, I've noticed that one thing, especially when I fast, that my dreams come more lucid. I have, because it's like my energy is not focused on digesting food as much in the evening, as much as, you know, my body and everything is, let me just make sure everybody can hear me. Can you hear me? Yes? All right. So, like I was saying, with fasting, it allows me to be in a situation where my body is not concentrating on digesting food or me worrying about food, because, of course, I'm fasting. I'm in a different mind state. It gives your body the opportunity to not just cleanse itself, but in order for you to be a receiver of high-frequency energies. And it also helps when you energize yourself with high-frequency food. So I've been not as intense as Mama 7 with the veggie challenge, but I have definitely incorporated more veggies into my diet than I normally have when I have time to eat or when I do eat. So that's a great thing. So we want to make sure that we're using this energy of the full moon to dig deep into some healing practices that deals with the subconscious. The main thing you can always do is meditate and pray. I say it all the time. Excuse me, if you want to get into your subconscious, meditation really helps. If you don't know how to meditate, there's so many different platforms you can reach on, you can look on now, but especially those that are in, have your fast buddies or that's doing the devotions, reach out to your fast buddies, you know, or reach out to Mama 7 or any of the angels that know things about meditation, and we can share some information with you. All righty then. So moving on to April the 19th through May the 20th, just to throw that out there, Taurus season starts, and Taurus is ruled by Venus. This is a great time to glamour yourself up, but it's also a great time for that sexy and sensual date. It's also a great time for you to have fancy dinners, you want to embrace the luxurious fabrics, splurge on some new fragrances. That'd be awesome. So what we're going to do is that we're going to start, because I actually saw one of my sisters today. She said she was dibbling in her makeup and, you know, doing her own little glam shot, her glam shots at home. And I was just like, okay. And it looked fabulous. So we're already in that energy of, you know, I want to look gorgeous. I want to just feel good. And that piggybacks on that Aries energy that's pushing you forward. So we said that on April 19th through the 20th, we know Taurus season starts. And we want to make sure that we are definitely looking into doing great things for ourselves. Just to recap, if anyone didn't hear me, April 1st is our new moon. April 12th, we have Neptune and Jupiter in Pisces, which is a great time for embracing your dreams, creativity, and passion. We have our full moon on April the 16th. This will be our pink moon, and it focuses on doing some deep psychological work and using some healing practices for your subconscious. Then we started talking about April 19th through May 20th, which is Pisces, which is Taurus season. Now we're going to move on to April 26th, where we have, it's crazy because it's called a stellium in Pisces. Now, a stellium is when you have three or more planets that are grouped in one sign. Being a Capricorn at the beginning of the year, I had like maybe like five or six, maybe more, but five or six planets that were just in my sign. And trust me, I was feeling them. So when we move further on in some more of our studies, we'll talk more about how the planets affect each sign. But like I said, the planets that's going to be in Pisces starting on, we already have two that's moving in Pisces, Neptune and Jupiter, on the 12th. Then they're going to be joined with Venus and Mars and the moon, which is not a planet, but the moon is going to be there, as well as the asteroid Juno. So all of these are going to be in Pisces. This allows us to focus on following our dreams, romance, dating, creativity, rest, anything that has nothing to do with work. Keyword, this has nothing to do with you working. Everything that has to deal with you building yourself up. Now, is it just me, or do we see that the undertone of April is about what? Self-care, taking care of yourself. It feels very, like I said, spring, robust, you know, coming out, you know, butterflies are coming out their cocoons and, you know, showing off their wings, very colorful and lovely. And, you know, we also have Easter just around this time. So it's all about the resurrection, you know, the coming back. So, and once again, if anybody's interested in asking any questions, you can always press 1. I'm definitely here if you want to ask a question, if you want to add on to what I'm talking about, please, by all means, press 1 to join the conversation. So the last day of the year will be our next new moon, which will be April the 30th. However, there will also be a partial solar eclipse. So not only are we going to have two new moons, but we're also going to have a solar eclipse. So this particular lineup, as far as the moons are concerned, we call this the Black Moon Eclipse Portal. So April 2022 has two new moons in one month, one on the first of the month and the one on the last day of the month. The second new moon is on the same day as the solar eclipse. This makes April a portal of new moon eclipse energy. We call it new moon eclipse energy, also known as the Black Moon Eclipse Portal. So what does that mean for you? That means it's time to do your shadow work, make opportunities to overcome karma. It's a great time for healing and energy work, time for manifestation, so focus on what you want and not what you don't. Love, healing, and vision miracles are upon us. You hear that? Love, healing, and vision miracles are upon us. It's a great time to start something new that you really want to do in your life. So one of the things I take from here is that it's a time of manifestation, so focus on what you want and not what you don't want. You always hear people say, well, I don't know what I want, but I know what I don't want. We don't want to focus on the things that we don't want, because the energy that we're carrying through this whole month is about loving yourself, being in love, being great, looking into doing something that you would never think that you would do before. Like me, podcasting, never thought I'd be doing that. However, it came up. Every time I get ready to do it, I'm so nervous, and I'm just like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? However, I talk to people every day, all day. But then this right here is like, how am I going to do this? You know, why am I nervous? Well, because I have to be translucent. You know, I have to, you know, use the information that I have, put it out there, not just to one or two people, but a group of people, as well as people are going to log in later, and they're going to listen to this. You know, but I also realize that this is going to be my catapult to the bigger things that I'm trying to do and I want to do. So I'm not going to focus on my can't. I'm focusing on the things that I want and what I'm going to do and how that's going to benefit not just myself and my community, but also my family and my legacy. All right. Once again, you can press 1 if you want to log in. If not, we're going to go ahead and move on to our sun signs, where we were at last week. So, like I said, last week we talked about, last month we talked about our Aries people, our Taurus and Geminis. So this month, we're going to move into the fourth sign of the zodiac, which is Cancer. So, all right, I think I have a caller. Awesome. So I'm going to have my caller. Greetings.
Good evening. It's Melissa. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I am good. I am good. I do have a question.
Oh, right. From you, it's more like a test because I know you know about the moon.
Listen, my question is, what were you saying again about your dreams being more lucid? Because, you know, during the fast, I do know I'm supposed to pay attention to dreams, and I don't really feel like I'm one of those people that have a lot of dreams, but last night was my first memorable dream, and it was very vivid. It was so vivid that I can still remember it today, and it was based on something that I let go of, like something that it was based on a love I let go, but the dream, I had a good time, like, it's hard to explain it, but in the dream, it was a good time dream, like with the same people. Mm-hmm. And no, I wasn't the person. I wasn't the love interest in the dream. I was with the people who actually are together, and we had a good time, like a whole bunch of friends. And it's just weird. It's completely weird, and I just was wondering, is this lucid dream time, is this around that energy? Is that what I had just heard?
Yes, ma'am. You are exactly right, and that's exactly what I was talking about. How your dreams around this time with the energy the way it is that you'll be more, especially with fasting. You know, I was saying that with fasting, that my dreams are more lucid. You know, I mean, I'm having dreams like I'm going down and I'm coming back up and I'm going back in. And then some dreams, you wake up, like you say, you might not be a person that normally dreams or remembers their dreams. But this eclipse energy portal that we have is opening that up for us. And so one of the things that we were talking about as far as getting closer to that full moon that's on April the 16th, that particular moon is talking about dealing with things in your subconscious, clearing up certain things, clearing up certain energies. So for you to have had a dream about somebody from your past that you're no longer with, but it was a good dream, that's your subconscious letting you know, like, hey, I'm at peace.
Okay.
Everything you come up around this time is great. It's even better if you write it down. You know what I'm saying?
I did.
Yeah. I sleep with mine next to my bed. If it's not on the bed, it's in the bathroom. I got to get to it when I can. I'm just a hoe. There are times I wake up. And that's another thing, because it has stopped me at one time. Don't, if you can't remember the beginning of your dream, that's fine. Just go with what you can remember. I know one time I had a dream. I don't remember anything about the dream. All I remember is that I was calling out numbers. And in me calling the numbers out in my dream, I actually was saying them out loud. So, you know, my partner, Mike, was like, what are you saying? And I was like, just write them down. And I woke up, I could remember some of them, but I had to ask them because I was yelling them out in my sleep. Don't ask me what the dream was about. All I remember was enough.
Okay.
So you definitely start where you're at. And yeah, that's a great thing, you know. And if you want to get more, you know, into it, like you said, find that time. Because I know last year, you know, you was working on the meditation. So I know you at least good for 3 minutes.
Say that one more time. The phone went out a little bit. Say that one more time.
I said last year you were talking about working on how to meditate,
mm-hmm.
working on meditation. I said you can just sit down with yourself. If you can just sit down with yourself and just try to meditate, that might help a little bit more with your dreams also.
Okay.
Awesome. Ooh, yay! Thank you, Ms. Melissa.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate this. All right. Well, that was a great question. And it's just to piggyback on the energy that we said that we were picking up around that full moon. So, yay. Anybody else have any other questions or want to share anything else about the full moon? The new moon energy, or the two new moon energy that's coming up, please press 1. All right. So once again, we're going to go ahead and we're going to talk about our Cancers, which are the fourth sign. Oh, phone lines are lit. I will stay with that. Okay, here we go. Cancer, I'm telling you, I'm going to get to you. I really am. Greetings.
Greetings, Sister Unique. This is Sister Faith.
Greetings, Sister Faith. How are you?
I'm doing well. I just had a question. I wanted you to see if you could touch on it a little bit, because I know I cannot possibly be the only person experiencing these things. So as the moon start moving, the moon starts to make these movements, and it's not just the dreams. And the planets are moving around doing their little shuffle and hustle. It's not just dreams that we may feel. Am I right by saying that sometimes you may feel a little dizzy, off kilter? You may have moments where your energy is zapped completely. Other times you feel super energized. Are those things that's also natural and a part of this process with all of the astrological things moving around Earth?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that question. It's really important to know, and I think I said this on the last show, but I'll say it again, what happens above, so below. So just as wild and chaotic and moving around, the planets are going to be, and you're going to have a bunch of people over here doing planets doing one thing and a bunch of planets over here doing something else. It's the same thing down here. You got a whole bunch of people over here being messy, and then you got a whole bunch of people over here trying their best to keep it straight, you know. So, yes, by all means, you're going to feel it, and you're going to feel it in your sleep. You're going to feel it in your energy. You're going to feel it. You're going to see it in other people. And that's the good thing. That's why I love astrology, and I love the position that we are, because we're in a position to be able to already see how the planets are going to align, how it is going to affect you, and what you can do for yourself to either protect yourself or prepare yourself for what's going to happen. You know, you might not even see it yourself, but you might see it in somebody else, so you know how to respond. So to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So, yes, I hope I answered your question. Yes, it does take a toll on your body. For instance, we know we talked about the moon. You know, the moon has an effect on water. You know, our bodies is water. Everyone knows that we go through that same 28-day cycle as the moon. So, yes, it would definitely affect you. Now, we know that that happens every month, so we know to prepare ourselves, except for those special times when the season's changing, it decides it wants to either be a couple of days early or a couple of days late. You know, so we just have to go with the flow and do what we need to do for ourselves personally to, like I said, prepare ourselves and protect ourselves for the things that are coming.
Awesome. I think you did a great job answering my question. Now I know I'm not going crazy.
You are not. You are definitely not. Thank you, Sister Faith. All right. Thank you. All right. We have another caller. Yay. Greetings. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. I am piggybacking off Sister Faith because she just described everything that I have been feeling during this time. And I'm just like, whoa, energy is heavy. Energy is light. My dreams are a lot more vivid and profound, or just a little bit more complex. I'm watching people go, it's like having outer body experience and watching other people and then knowing how I should move with them, because then I can be like, oh, yeah, that's on you. Ain't got nothing, no reflection on me. So that type of consciousness and awareness is being amplified right now, I think, for my protection and for theirs. It's very, if you're paying attention, you definitely will feel it. I had a nap over the weekend, and I don't nap. I was like, wow, okay. And in that time, I was in and out of consciousness, thinking, okay, I'm going to get up and make these, you know, these healthy breakfast bars. In my sleep, I said this. And then I got up and I had more energy to do what I needed to do. But during the week, when we're fasting, I'm having super, super energy than I've ever had before. Like in the past 2 years, I've fasted. And then after I eat, I'm tired. Like I just finished eating. I'm tired.
Let's work ourselves backwards. Prior to actually doing the fast, you had already did the veggie challenge. So what you did was you already set your body up to where you wasn't. You already started the detox process. All right. So in the process of you detoxing, like I said before, when we're fasting, you know, okay, let's talk about an average day. You know, an average day, if we're not fasting, we're thinking about breakfast, lunch, dinner, and what snacks we can have in between. Now that we're fasting, especially if you're doing from sun up to sundown, that's 12 to 13 hours that you usually were thinking about food. Now you're not thinking about that. So guess what? Your subconscious is coming for after your gut was talking to you, because, you know, the first 3 days of the fast, your gut is like, you know, you don't have to do this. You're like, yes, I do. Like, them biscuits smell real good. Ain't nowhere around you where ain't no biscuits being made, but you can smell them. Telling you the mind is crazy. And then you turn around. Now your mind is like, well, your subconscious is like, well, I was going to tell you this last month, but hey, now we got some time because there's nothing else cluttering you. Let me hit you off with this. And that's the best way I can explain that, because now in that, we're talking about, wow, like I said earlier, we can predict certain things because we already know how the planets are moving. We know how the planets are moving because we can time them, you know, and that's why you have people that can give you predictions in March about what's going to happen in April because they can follow, you know, we can follow the stars. So in saying that, you know, now that we know that we're inside of this, what we call this black moon eclipse portal, and if you know anything about portals, portals take you from one dimension to another. So if this portal is open for the whole entire month, we have to be careful. That's why it was said, manifest the things that you want. Make your fantasies reality. Put forth the energy and effort because, and focus on rest. So people think, oh, I'm tired. That must be a bad thing. No, it's not. Rest. You know, the body needs rest so that you can go ahead and propel yourself forward. So you can go ahead and have those days where it's preparing you. You know, we have a lot of animals that go into hibernation for months, you know, and they rest because for months, months prior, they know that when the spring hits, it's time for me to come out. I'm going to have to fight for my food. I'm going to have to figure out, make sure they didn't tear nothing down and the forest is still there for me. You know what I'm saying? They need to be using their energy for something else. But in between that time, that rest period that you have, embrace it. Use it. You know, I mean, there are times when just last week, I was telling somebody, I said, I have to get my, especially with this fast, for some reason, my time, my sleep pattern has been thrown off. So I'm up until 3-4 o'clock in the morning. Like the other day, I was up until 5:30 in the morning. Actually, that was just last night. I dozed off and I woke up, it was 5:30. I listened to the program. Then between 7 and 10, I take a nap, and then I'm up for the rest of the day. You know, but then there's sometimes I'll sleep for 8 hours. I'll sleep for 5 hours. I'll sleep for 4 hours. It's whatever your body needs it to do, especially around this time. So just be gentle with yourself through the process. Yeah, but you got it.
Thank you. Will do.
Okay, did I answer your question? Hello? All righty. Can I hang up on that person? All right. Well, thank you for everyone who has called in. Like I said, press one. All right. So before we go to another caller, I'm going to go ahead and jump in here and talk about the attributes of Cancer. So like I said, Cancer is the fourth sign of the zodiac. And from June 21st to July 20th, the sun transits through the sign of Cancer. Cancer is a night cardinal water sign. The sign is represented by the crab. And the sign is represented by the crab. And it's always in protective mode. This already says a lot about the energy of the Cancer sign, of course. If we have any Cancers in our lives, we know that they are on point and on guard and going to make sure that business is being handled. They can be introverted and protective. The polarity of Cancer, as I told you before, is the Earth sign Capricorn. The lucky metal and gemstones associated with the sign are reflective of its ruler, the moon. That's beautiful. The metal is silver. The stones are moonstone, pearl, and white quartz. Cancer is associated with the stomach, chest, and breath. Their primary word is I feel. And lots of Cancers are very emotional, and they have high intuition. And they are nurturers, and they're very traditional, and they're very family-oriented. I can say this to be true. I have a sister. We are describing her, and if you know who I'm about to say, y'all can all say it together. Sister Makeda. Yes, she is. This describes her to the T. She has emotions. She can feel it. She's very traditional and very family-oriented. But please don't mess with her people because she will go off on you because she be in that protective mode. Inwardly, they can be very sensitive. Now, these are some of the other things that they say about the Cancers. They can be sensitive. They can be insecure. And they give too much to the point of ignoring their own needs. Others see them as responsive and loving, but they can also be moody. Ooh, I'm going to leave it there. I love my Cancers, honey. Cancer season soon going to be upon us. They're going to let you know it. All right, so the fifth sign of the zodiac is the Leo. So the Leo is, their birthdays are from July 21st to August the 20th. Leo is a fixed fire sign and is ruled by the sun. The lion is a symbol, and it's a very regal sign that represents the lion's head and mane. The polarity of the Leo is Aquarius. Unsurprisingly, gold is the metal associated with Leo, and the lucky gemstone are golden and amber colors such as amber, tiger's eye, and yellow topaz. Ooh, those are pretty. Leo rules the heart, the spine, and the upper back. Leos are born to lead. That is their primary word. Whether king, queen, or leader in their own home, Leos are born to shine and charm. They curve attention and tend to be melodramatic and superior when in the shadow. Otherwise, Leos are dramatic, dynamic, self-confident, and playful. At their best, they are a magnet. They are magnetic and affectionate, and light up the lives of those around them because they carry the sun's radiance within them. Ooh, that's beautiful. So, I do know a couple of Leos, and they are very, headstrong. But it's a good thing because that's the type of person that you want on your team. All right. So now we're going to move into our Virgos, which is the sixth sign of the zodiac. And their birthdays are between August 21st and September 20th. And Virgo is a night mutable earth sign. The second sign to be ruled by Mercury, but is more technical, detail-oriented, hands-on. More detail-oriented and hands-on. This sign is represented by the maiden or the virgin, meaning in this case, one who is whole unto herself. They resemble the letter M for maiden, carrying a sheaf of wood to represent the harvest. This suggests a state of being that reflects the energies of a Virgo rather than merely the gender of them. Pisces is a sign of the polarity in Virgo. Like Gemini, the other Mercury ruled sign, Leo's metal is Mercury itself. And the lucky gemstones associated with this sign are sapphire, jade, and jasper. The digestive system, spleen, and this are associated with the Virgo. Now, Virgo energy embodies the principle of service, so they love to feel useful in the world. I love Virgos. They are those people that you want on your team when you want to go ahead and do something, do some type of volunteer work. Virgos are attentive to detail and very analytical. Their inner world is self-critical. And they are worriers. They can tend to servitude rather than service and forget to take care of themselves in the process. Others see Virgos as organizers, though I find that it's somewhat of, you know, not every Virgo I know is very organized. They can be tidy, but some of them, you know, sorry. This is a part because of their perfect. they like to be tidy because they're perfectionists, and they have a tendencies of analysis paralysis, especially since the word for Virgo is I analyze. Okay, so I'm just going to say this. That is so true. Like, my brother is a Virgo, September 11th. And when I say this, dude will not put on, he would not wear an outfit if it doesn't have the right shoes to match with it. Like, it has to be the right blue. It has to be the right red. It has to be, like, the whole outfit has to match. It has to be pressed. It has to be, you know, we're not going to wear a polo jacket without polo shoes. That type of, I have to be on point. It has to, I'm just like, yeah, like, we're only going to the store. But that's a Virgo for you. But like I said, great people to have on your team when you're trying to do something out in the community and you want to get it done, they're going to go with you. All right. So the next sign we're going to deal with today are our Libras, and they are the seventh sign of the zodiac. And their season is usually around September 21st through October 30th. And Libra is a day cardinal air sign. Libra is ruled by Venus, and the symbol of Libra, you know, the scales that reflect both balance and the setting sun as we enter into autumn in the northern hemisphere, or rising sun in the southern hemisphere. Aries is the sign of polarity, and topaz is Libra's lucky gemstones associated with the metal copper. The kidneys, the skin, the lower backs, and the buttocks are ruled by Libra, which is very interesting because you have to have two buttocks. You can't sit on one buttocks. You got two kidneys. Skin is the largest organ in the body. Yeah. So Libra's motto is I balance. Is that their primary word? Because they try to find the middle ground, the harmonious balance in all that they do. Libra is diplomatic, the mediator of the zodiac. Because of that, they can come across as indecisive or even passive-aggressive at times. Generally, Libras come across as fair, peace-loving, and creative. Of course they do. You heard her. Good morning. That was our Libra on the phone. Any time of the day, it's a great morning. Yeah. If you're not feeling good, when you hear that, it's going to make you smile. So that's the type of energy that our Libras bring. All righty then. So the next sign we're going to talk about will be the eighth house, the ruler of the eighth house, and is the eighth sign of the zodiac, and that will be no other than our Scorpios. So their birthdays, their Scorpio season is usually between October 21st and November 20th. Scorpio is a night fixed water sign ruled by Pluto and Mars tradition. Ruled by Pluto, Martin, and Mercury. Is it Mercury? Go back to my note. Pardon me. And Mars traditionally. A deep and complex sign, both as a symbol it represents, a Scorpio, its stinger suggests that it is ready to sting. That's what it suggests. yep. It's very highly complex and transformable sign. That means, yeah, it's a very transformable sign. However, Scorpio is also associated with the serpent and a symbol of transformation and the phoenix. So that is great. It's a symbol of rebirth. Taurus is the sign of its polarity. So remember when we talked about polarities? Polarities are what? The sign that is directly across from you on the zodiac. Very good. And their lucky gemstone are rubies and garnets. Scorpio rules the reproductive system and sexual organs. The Scorpio word is I desire. Yes, I desire. And their primary word for the Scorpio, this is their primary word, which reflects the emotional depth and complexivity of this sign. They are a very private sign. They are a magnetic sign. They're very powerful. They can sometimes be intimidating to others. Internally, they can be obsessive and deeply intuitive and, instinctual, intuitive, and psychological. When Scorpios are able to dive into the most emotional, intense issues of life, they are able to connect to their true power. Wow, that's awesome. So, our Scorpios out there, I'm scared of y'all, because when you can really dive into your powers, you got something special out here for us, and you can go hard. Every Scorpio I know goes hard. You know, they look at my sister Melissa. I said it before, and I continue to say it again. She can give you a whole different outlook on something that you had one outlook on, and then she'll kick it to you another way. You're like, I didn't think about that. They really make you go hard and make you look into another aspect of something, and they're not afraid to be the only one in the room that has that outlook on things. All righty. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 more signs to go. I'm going to save that for next month. Before we end, I just want to give a recap on some of the things that we talked about tonight. Remember, we have 2 full moons this month. One is going to be on April the 1st. Pardon me, 2 new moons this month. One will be on April the 1st. The other one will be on April the 30th. On April the 30th, we also have a partial solar eclipse. We have a full moon on April the 16th. So we know that Taurus season is going to start on April the 19th through May the 20th. A few things we need to focus on: manifestation, loving, caring up on yourself, being aware of how your body moves and how people are moving around you, allowing yourself time to relax and to heal, giving yourself time to rest, giving yourself the opportunity to absorb in. Just really go into yourself. Use your tools. Use your tools of meditation. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's also good not to say anything. I know a part of my fast, the first thing I do in the morning during this devotion time, is the first thing that we do, one, is we pray. Two, we take a moment of silence. We just came out of silence, yeah, but a conscious silence is really good, because that first few minutes that you're awake, you're still in between those dream worlds, that dream world, so to speak. So this time of the month, this April, we're in those portals from the 1st through the 30th. I need everyone to have something that they're looking for. I mean, something that you thought about when you was a kid, you know, and you said, you know what? That's what I'm going to do when I grow up. You know, think about those things. Write it down, you know, because if you dream it, you can achieve it. Oh, yeah, I go through that. Oh, well, I can't be an astronaut and I'm 50. No, but you might be able to meet one. Hey, you never know. But if that's something that you want to do, put it out there. We're living in the age of Aquarius, the time for manifestation, where our words, there was the word, and the word was with God. So let's go ahead and put out there into the world the things that we really want, need, and desire. And we're not just talking about the things for ourselves. We want world peace. We want an end to hunger. We want, you know, people to be able to, you know, get the things that we need. Oh, yes, we know that everything that is done to glorify God. And God knows everything that's going on. So I want to end by saying a quick prayer. And I want everybody to have a great month. I want everybody to be in good good open space about all the things that are coming to us that are positive. And if you need some extra protection, we start with the first layer of prayer. So, Father, Mother, God, we want to give thanks and praise for everything that you've done in our lives. We want to thank you for waking us up in this morning in our right mind, body, and spirit. We'll thank you for allowing us to participate in the devotion with a wonderful approach. And during this time that we're learning the power of prayer, the power of fasting, the power of forgiveness, the power of healing, the power of devotion, you know, being able to really sit back and do something different, doing something today that our future self is going to be so grateful that we've done. We're asking that all of those people that we know and that we don't know that are sickly, we're asking that guardian angels go, the healing angels to go sit by their bedside and to whisper into their ear, because we know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, to get that added protection to them, to let them know that all is well. We're asking you to always look out for our elders and our children, because those are our future and our past. And as we stand in the middle as great leaders and warriors, we ask you right now, Lord, to continue to bless us. Allow us to be an example of your love, an example of your grace and your mercy. We give thanks and praise. We give thanks for this opportunity for everybody to come together and give thanks and praise for all the things that you have done for us, will do for us, and that you have done for us. On that note, I would like to say amen, ashe, and good night. Everyone have a great one. Peace.